Welcome to Muff. Let's dig into the season. This is the Vikings 2025 season in review. Muffed!
The Minnesota Vikings finished 2025 at 9-8 and missed the playoffs, a jarring follow-up to last year's 14-win juggernaut. This was a year defined by a quarterback carousel, an offensive line held together with duct tape, and a defense carrying water while the offense sputtered. Minnesota bottomed out at 4-8 after a week 13 shutout in Seattle, then ripped off 5 straight to close the year, including a 31-0 demolition of the Commanders in week 14. It was just the second time in franchise history the Vikings have closed a regular season with 5-plus wins. The tone of the year, a battered, muffed offense in a defense that refused to let the season die. The season-level numbers tell the story. Minnesota averaged just 188.7 passing yards and 109.2 rushing yards per game, and posted a team passing expected points added, which measures how much each pass play improved their scoring chances, of -103. That is rough. The offense converted just 32% of third downs and scored touchdowns on only 21% of red zone trips, both bottom of the league. The defense countered with a passing expected points added allowed of -73. And on defense, a big negative is elite, +/-27 on the ground. The offense was boom or bust in the worst way, 48 on the Bengals in week 3, 34 on the Cowboys in week 15, but also a 6-point dud against Atlanta and 2 games short of double digits. The defense, by contrast, was the steady floor, holding opponents to 200 net passing yards or fewer in 13 games, the first time since 1989. Now let's talk about the passing offense. This unit got muffed, full stop. 3,208 passing yards over 17 games, 18 touchdown throws against 2017 turnovers, -103 expected points added, and the number that tells the whole story, 60 sacks allowed, an 11.5% sack rate that was the worst in the league entering week 18. Boom or bust doesn't cover it. This was collapse. JJ McCarthy debuted with 3 fourth quarter touchdowns, sprained his ankle, and disappeared until November, finishing 10 games with 1,632 yards, 11 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and a passing expected points added of -54, 38th among quarterbacks in per dropback value. Even Justin Jefferson posted a -13.8 receiving expected points added because so many targets came on doomed downs. When your best weapon's advanced number goes red, the unit around him has failed him. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. The more functional half of the offense, though that's a low bar, and the steadier of the two units, 1,856 rushing yards, 4.7 yards per carry, 15 rushing touchdowns, and a rushing expected points added of -5.9, roughly league average. Jordan Mason was the lead back the Vikings needed, 758 yards on 159 carries with 6 rushing touchdowns across 16 games, a bruising short yardage finisher who punched in an 8-yard score on 3rd-and-1 in the week 14 shutout of Washington. The run game didn't win games by itself, but it didn't lose them either, and in the 5-game closing streak, it became the spine of what Kevin O'Connell could actually call. Next up, the pass defense. This is where the Vikings smashed. Brian Flores' unit allowed just 177.7 passing yards per game, got home for 49 sacks, and posted a passing expected points added allowed of -73. Elite and remarkably consistent, holding opponents under 200 net passing yards in 13 of 17 games. Andrew Van Ginkle jumped a Jaden Daniels throw in the red zone during the week 14 shutout of Washington and returned it 40 yards, a play that ended the game in the third quarter. The pass rush was the engine, and even when the offense was leaking oil, this group kept Minnesota in games they had no business being in. In the run defense, solid, not spectacular, but absolutely sufficient and remarkably consistent week to week. 124.8 rushing yards allowed per game, 13 rushing touchdowns surrendered, and a rushing expected points added allowed of -27, a firmly above average number. The per carry figure of -0.05 tells you opponents weren't generating explosive plays on the ground. They had to work for every yard. No single opponent ran them out of the building, and the defensive front turned what should have been a rebuilding year up front into a genuine strength. When the offense went missing, the run defense made sure game stayed within reach.
Muffed! The Vikings season MVP is edge rusher Andrew Van Ginkle, the engine of a Brian Flores defense that posted a passing expected points added allowed of minus 73, with Van Ginkle delivering strip sacks, a pick six setting interception in the week 14 shutout of Washington, and the splash plays that kept this team breathing through a 4-8 start. The one thing Minnesota has to fix, pass protection. 60 sacks allowed and an 11.5% sack rate, worst in the league entering week 18, is how you produce a minus 103 passing expected points added, even with Justin Jefferson on the field. Until the line holds up, nothing else on offense gets to breathe. That's the Vikings 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Vikings feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.